USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as we learn former President Jimmy Carter admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia for a procedure to relieve pressure from his brain, this stemming from his recent falls.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time.
President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day Parade in New York City. He speaks for about 20 minutes and mentions advancements at the VA.
Our administration and all of the work that we've done, the veteran satisfaction with the VA is at 90%.
Now, in terms of the crowd, some never-Trumpers putting signs up in windows, one saying impeach, the other convict, but supporters of the president cheering him on and loyal followers wearing red MAGA hats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
To the economy now, the national average for a gallon of gas dropping 2 cents over the last week, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the cooler weather may even cause gasoline prices to drift lower.
Even as oil prices remain relatively strong on the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal, demand for gasoline continues to fall slightly as we enter cooler weather, which will allow gas prices to continue slowly falling. In addition, refinery maintenance is generally wrapping up across the nation's refineries. Utilization continues to increase as refineries return to service, churning out more gasoline, helping to put downward pressure on gas prices.
Among the individual states, Louisiana had the lowest price at $2.17 a gallon, while California remained the highest at $4.03.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 10 points to close at 27,691. The NASDAQ down 11 points. The S&P 500 down 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The FBI joins the investigation into the murder in Mexico of 9 members of that Mormon family, 3 women and 6 children gunned down. The teenage boy who survives talking about the unthinkable violence. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A teen survivor of the Mexico drug cartel massacre says he thought he would also be killed. Devin Langford cried during an interview with ABC's Good Morning America as he recalled the horrific shooting that left 9 family members dead.
They just started hitting car at first, like with a bunch of bullets, just started shooting rapidly at us.
The 13-year-old boy was in the car with his mother and 2 siblings when gunmen opened fire. Langford shares what was going through his mind right after the shooting.
If there was anybody else out there trying to shoot me or following me or about my mom and my 2 brothers.
I'm Tim Berg.
And New York Congressman Republican Pete King says he's not running again.
Longtime New York Republican Congressman Peter King announcing on Facebook early Monday morning that he won't be running again next year. He says after spending 28 years in Congress, he wants to spend more time with his family. The congressman, often a champion of national security issues, he says that he will miss the energy and dynamism of a re-election campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.